Jonathan Code is a media lawyer with Lewis Silkin. Was this as much about possible future photographs as it was about these photos?
I think it was an essential gesture. Whatever the outcome of the court case, which for an English lawyer looks disappointing, it was absolutely essential that the royal foot was put to the ground.
Why is it disappointing?
Well, because there's a lot that they didn't get. First of all, the injunction which I would want would be for the photographs that haven't been published. It's unlikely that the ones that have been published are going to be republished. So query the value of that injunction. Secondly, the handing over of the physical, if you can describe digital as physical, the photographs themselves is almost useless. What they really need is copyright in those photographs. The physical control of the photographs gives you no support to an attempt to keep them out of the press at all. Thirdly, they only were awarded €2,000 in costs, which would be a fraction of what you'd get in a UK court. And lastly, the request in the judgment, the judgment records the requests made to the court, and that was a request for €5,000 pursuant to Article 700 of the Civil Code, which tells us that the maximum they're going to recover apparently under the Civil Code is €5,000, which is not a disincentive to anybody commercially to run photographs like that in the future.
What's the reason, do you think, for that disappointment as you see it? Is it the way the French system works, or is it how the case was pursued?
Well, I wasn't in court, and I'm sure it was pursued with all appropriate vigour. I think that the striking thing about this is that people say that the French privacy laws are draconian and they're good, God help us if they come over to the UK. Well, it indicates, I think, that there's an awful lot of fallacy in that. You would have got a much better result, as indeed I have on quite recent occasion on behalf of a celebrity client, in a visit to a court than they've got. And so I think that while that may be the maximum that you get in France, for say an equivalent claim or application in the UK, you'd have expected to come away with much more by way of remedies.
This follows, of course, the Prince Harry photographs, and there was a different response, a different official response to that. Do you think there's a link between the two?
Well, I was astonished at the official response to the Harry photographs. Whatever you think about the legalities of whether they were the publication was legitimate or lawful, my own view is that it plainly wasn't. However, even if there's an area of doubt, that the point we made at the beginning of this interview was that this was an important gesture. What was striking about the Harry photographs is no such stand was taken. What was even more extraordinary, allied to the inactivity, was the statement by the palace that this was an editorial decision, i.e. apparently saying, well, this is a decision to be made by newspapers. Well, if that's an editorial decision, so is the editorial decision by Closer. And what that will have been read as by commercial media is essentially a carte blanche for these photographs in the future. And for Prince Harry not even to make a complaint to the Press Complaints Commission did, I fear, send a signal which may not have helped his sister-in-law in this situation.
Can you flesh out a bit more why copyright is so important in these cases, in your view?
It's absolutely essential. If you're going to have any shot at knocking these pictures out to own the copyright, that's easily illustrated by the problems which the royal couple have in Italy, for example. In Italy, you're not going to get a remedy in these circumstances because the pictures were taken from a public road. So as far as the Italians are concerned, that is essentially not an infringement of privacy. That shows you that the privacy protection is fragile. However, by a series of international conventions, the law of copyright is strong and it is largely harmonised. If I was acting for the royal couple, my first priority would be to try and secure the copyright, which currently vests in either the photographer or the agency which is syndicating the photographs. If I secured the copyright, then I've got a much better chance, particularly in America and other jurisdictions, of getting those pictures taken off the net.
What about the fact that, as I indicated right at the beginning, that you can find these photographs pretty easily on the internet? Because the internet was one of the reasons given in the Harry case, wasn't it? Certainly by one of the newspapers in this country that published them.
Well, there's an irony there, because the justification by The Sun was that these were pictures you've seen already. Hmm. So on that basis, why aren't they going to show the Kate Middleton pictures? So that rather exposes the disingenuous response of The Sun.
All right, leaving that to one side, it's very easy to see these pictures if people want to see them, no matter what's happened today in court.
It is, but here I think the different systems really show. Because in a recent case I obtained for a high-profile client, I got an injunction within an hour of being instructed. So within an hour of being instructed, copies of that order were being sent out ferociously to everyone that was running the photographs. Pretty quickly they came down. I reasonably quickly secured the copyright in the photograph, and since then I've been getting more of them taken down, and there are various lateral ways you can do it. We've got Google to disable links. We got in touch with Yahoo, people were posting on Yahoo sites, "We can't find these photographs, can someone tell us how to find them?" We got Yahoo to take those down as well. So that the two things are, first of all, they've started a bit late, and secondly, it's a question of a decision. Are they really going to try and track these down?
Lewis Silkin, thank you. Sorry, actually, Lewis Silkin is the company you're from. Jonathan Code is your name, I do beg your pardon.
You're very welcome.
We've name-checked you twice now.
Thank you very much.
I'll get it the right way around next time. Thank you.